Welcome back. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9. So listen, I was sitting here waiting for the AGM to call in with his regular dial-in.
We were waiting with bated breath.
We were. And, you know, I got a funny phone call. It was from the police station.
You did?
Yeah. Was that one phone call? And it was him. Basically, he's been done for public disorder.
Why does this not surprise me?
I know. So I'm going to have to duck off. I'm actually going to have to duck off and go and bail him out, right? But I'm sure he'll be available, free and unshackled for an unbridled rant next week.
And here I was thinking he'd just run out of credit or basically just ditched us.
Just have another drink.
Just ditched us.
Yeah, no. So stick around for next week. I'm sure he'll be dialing in and it will be his usual...
Ranty McRant.
So I'm going to have to wrap this up.
We are.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to get down to the popo.
I know. It's been a big week
with your checkbook.
Absolutely. It's been a big week of moaning. It's been a big week. It's been, you know, pretty hideous, really.
It has. It's just been... We have traversed... just a veritable treasure trove of bemoaning and grumble bumming.
Idiots, report cards, you name it.
I know.
Yeah.
Flippant.
We've been flippant this week. And music theme. I am going to finish tonight with a bit of an 80s classic for me. Anyway, it's taken from an ABC drama series back in the 80s. It's about a band. Sweet and Sour. The band is called The Takeaways. Mm. The lead singer was played by an actress called... Tracy Mann.
Mm.
There was a rain in it.
Of course. There was a rain in everything in the 80s and 90s.
Yes. I think it was
like
David
Daddo,
Rain.
A rain. Take your pick.
Okay. The good looking one was in this one. Anyway, so she plays the lead singer and she's dubbed by an actual vocalist, which is Deborah Conway, you'll notice.
Now, before we crack on with Tracy, a.k.a. Deborah, you raised an interesting question at the beginning of the evening, Matt. It was the music theme was, the Australian foray into the new romantic, which was the movement in the British music scene.
Because they're quite romantic, the Brits, you know. They've got, you know, it's all that Wuthering Heights, you know.
Oh, yes, Heathcliff and Mr. Darcy and all the rest of it. You wanted to come up with an Aussie equivalent of the new romantics? Did you?
What about a...
Not so bogan?
The new She'll Be Right, Mates.
The new She'll Be Right, Mates. There you go.
Good night. You've been listening to The Grumpy Gaze. This is Joy 94.9.